Thanks a lot, Linda.
Bye, too.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
We'll start the minute.
Okay.
You show that the next Pasuk is number 70, or you don't have it with you?
Yes, 69 was the last one.
Thank you. Okay. We shall begin. L'shem Yehud Kudshah Baruch Hu Ishkintei Bibchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'lacht B'yachta Yehuda. No. L'shem Yehud Kei B'vav Kei B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah K'mare HaKeshet זה חיילמין וזהו את קטינתתי בננדה מלכות נתתי מן יומה דעיצברי עלמה ביומה דעיבה דעיתחזה קשת מרא דמות כבוד השם יתאר, שמעלה להתעקפה, נפקת רחל, בת קש גליתה, מיכאל מסיטרה, דרפאל, בסיטרה דה, גבריאל בסיטרה, ואימון קו אבנין דהתחזיין והאוזמות חידה בד בסומק וירוק. The verse as the appearance of the rainbow, which is written about the divine chariot of Yehezkel, or Ezekiel, alludes to the life of the worlds, namely Yesod of Zeranpin. Therefore, it was written in the portion of Noah, I have set my rainbow in the cloud, which also alludes to Yesod of Zeranpin, who is called the life of the worlds. The phrase in the cloud refers to Malchut, namely the lower feminine principle of Zeranpin, the revealed world of Rachel. The words I have set means that he has set his rainbow in the cloud ever since the day of creation. That cloudy day which is scribed in the verse, and it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud, indicates that only then shall the rainbow be seen, according to the secret of the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Hashem, and not at any other time. Why is this so? As the left is aroused, Rachel emerges to her own aspect, and she had hard labor. Therefore it is said that three angels stay by her side, Michael on one side, the right side, Raphael at one side, in the middle, and Gabriel at one side, the left side. And from them she receives her strength to give birth. These three aspects are the colors seen in the form of the rainbow, white, red, and green. We're talking about gathering the waters, which then allows the land to be revealed. Any questions about it?
Not yet.
Okay. The every sephirah, every level of consciousness, has many attributes that relate to it. One of those attributes is color. So when you see a color, it's also affecting your consciousness. And your consciousness changes as the colors that you see. It's all like paintings. We can look at paintings and get lost in them. It's related to the colors and the changing of our consciousness that occurs because we see these colors.
Which is why the representation of the sephirot is done in colors for each of the spheres. Is that?
Again, we're taught by Rabbi Ashlag not to see the sephirot in a glyph, in a chart. But for those people who either don't know that or feel that it's not, doesn't apply to them, they will draw colors. But it is very clearly not necessarily true. A lot of those colors are false. And it's not even that they're false, but they apply differently to different souls. And so seeing it that way is difficult.
Oh, okay. I understand it's not for decoration.
No.
Or for any particular effect, only that it seems to be represented that way by some people in certain circumstances.
Correct. Okay. Verse 71. Kain mare hanoga sabiv nehiru tit kasyayo de gilgula de hezu de enahu mare demut kevot hashem gavavnin de it yachada Yehuda tata lefum Yehuda tit yachad Yehuda dilela. The phrase, so was the appearance of the brightness round about, alludes to the illumination that was concealed and has disappeared within the pupil of the eye. So the phrase, this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Hashem, applies to the colors in the appearance of the rainbow, and not to the appearance of the brightness. This is because the lower union of the three colors of the rainbow corresponds with the upper union. It's a verse that's fairly esoteric, but it's telling us that there's two aspects to light. One is color, and one is brightness, and that they're separate attributes. And people don't realize that. You know, there's bright green or there's strong green. You know, there's different ways of describing the color. But it's, you have to recognize it's two different levels. And the color is the lower level, the brightness is the higher level. Verse 72. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Gevavnin, Sitimim Dila Itchazyan, Beit Kashran El Makom, Echad Yehuda, Chada Be'ila'a, Kevavnin Bakeshet, Letata Le'it Yachada, Beho Hivar Somak, Be'yarok, Kegvekhet Givavnin, Satimin Ve'inun, Yehuda Achara. Razaush Moechad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Boaet. Yehuda Ilah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Da Lekavel, Da Hakashi Tevin, V'Hakashi Tevin. The three names, Hashem Ar Elohim Hashem, which appear in the verse, Hear, O Israel, allude to the three colors, white, red, and green, when they are concealed, invisible, and attached to one place. This is the secret of the first union in the upper world that is called one place. And the colors united in the rainbow below, which are white, red, and green, correspond to the three concealed colors of the upper union. Hashem Ar Elohim Hashem. These colors of the rainbow belong to another union, which is the secret of the verse, and his name is one. The lower union. It is the secret of the verse, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. That we respond after, Hear, O Israel, which is the lower union. The upper union indicated by the verse, Hear, O Israel, Hashem Ar Elohim, Hashem is one, corresponds to the lower union. Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Each verse contains six words. Shema Yisrael is a very well-known, famous teaching. Children are taught to say Shema Yisrael from the time they speak. It's a ritual when they go to bed. Children are taught to say this. And it was actually one of the tools that was used after the Second World War when the church claimed that these orphans, they had no records of who was Jewish and who wasn't. And so the people would go, they'd bring all the children into a room and say the Shema Yisrael, these same 12 words. And the children would recognize it from their history. And that's how they found and reattached those souls to the Jewish people. But what this verse is explaining, that within each verse, there are six words. And there is this union of Hashem, our God, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. These three of the six words actually are, through the union of the words, they're creating or generating aspects of the union of the colors, the union of the rainbow, which is the three colors, which is white on the right, red on the left, and green as the center. And then there's the same, the lower level. So there's a unity in the frame of Yesod, the foundation of the world, and there's a unity in the manifestation of the world, which is Malchut, the physical world, and then there's a level above that, which is the cause of the manifestation. And we need to strive to always maintain this union so that the lower world reflects the upper world. Because of the sin of Adam, it doesn't happen that way. When the world fell, the unity of between the two, the reflection between the two, where the upper world has one level of unity and the lower level doesn't reflect that. But we need to strive to reconnect that unity within the world, physical world itself.
And to live so that unity is potentially within our grasp.
Yes. Yes. Not only to live that it's potentially, to actually live the unity. Verse 73. Ikahu medidu, tikahu mishchata, mishchata botzina, tikar dinuta, tiktiv mi mayadad, v'shalo bayim. Wedaihu ikahu, kamayim aka. Shiradiotzer Aumin Yud He Wav He. The words be gathered suggest measurement by the line, and the measuring is from the heart spark that is in Bina, as it is written, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. In this verse, who alludes to Bina, who is This is what is meant by let the waters be gathered. Here in the verse, let the waters be gathered is the extent of the entire Mohin of he who forms the worlds, namely Zeranpin, and which is hinted at in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, fully spelled with Aleph, as Yud-Vav-Dalet-Heh-Aleph, Vav-Aleph-Vav-Heh-Aleph, and the gematria of that is 45, the same as Adam. And so the first man is considered the aspect of Zeranpin, all of the human beings that are represented by being in the soul of Adam. This is what the spiritual world, what heaven is actually a representation of. Man is a representation of this level of consciousness. Any other questions?
For 1 minute, back to those children who instinctively, intuitively knew the Shema. One of my friends came as a war orphan from Austria at the end of World War II.
Right.
And by happenstance moved into an area very close to where I lived and grew up. And we grew up in parallel without ever knowing each other until
later in life
in San Diego, so the total removal. But Anthony, his native language was Austrian, and he and I were studying German. He was having a very difficult time learning German. And I'm sure that these children struck dumb by the horrors of the war. And the thing that came back instantly was the Shema. They knew it's at heart and soul.
Correct.
Miraculous.
On a practical level, it was because the parents were doing this with them.
Yes.
But on a spiritual level, it is miraculous. And this is the way free choice works. You can choose to see it as the practical, physical explanation. The parents taught them this, and so they vaguely remembered it and responded to it.
They knew it before birth.
Of course. But that's the other choice. And life always comes in these two choices. Do you want to choose to see it as the physical cause and the physical explanation? Or are you looking for the spiritual, that deeper level?
Okay. Sorry.
Not a problem. Verse 74, which is also the last verse for tonight and for the section. Kadosh, 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 Daihu yikahu, Hamayim Hashem, Tzivaot, Daihu El Makom Echad Berazad Ishma Damelo Kol Haaretz Kivodo Davete Ra'eh Hayabasha Raza Galifa Shema De Yehuda Kaf Vav Zayin Vav Bet Mem Vav Kaf Samech Zion Kaf Vav Zion Vav Kuzu B'Milch Zav Kozu. Holy, holy, holy is the secret of the Mochina Bina, which is also the secret of the verse. Let the waters be gathered. The phrase Hashem Tzevaot is the secret of the verse to one place. Yesod of Zerantin that is called the life of the worlds, to which the Mochin from Bina is drawn according to the secret of the phrase to one place. The phrase, the whole earth is full of his glory, is the secret of the verse, and let the dry land appear. This verse is the secret of the lower hay called the revealed world, when comprised within the union of the upper world. And the words, and let the dry land appear, is the secret of the engraved name of the union, Kaf Vav Zion Vav, Bet Mem Vav Kaf Samach Zion, and Kaf Vav Zion Vav. Because of the dry land, which is the revealed world, is included in the union of the supernal world, which is the secret of Hashem, our Elohim, Hashem. It's a very esoteric discussion. But in the Hebrew letter, there are techniques of exchanging the letters so that when you see a word that has four letters, like the Tetragrammaton, it's also concealing four other letters to the right, four other letters to the left, and four other letters in the center. So to the right, you take the letter and the alphabet, in the order of the alphabet, and you just move it over to the right. To the left, you move it forward one letter. And in the center, it's called the Atbash substitution, where the first letter is substituted for the last letter, the second letter is substituted for the second to the last letter, and so forth. And the phrase, Hashem Elohim Hashem, Hashem our God Hashem, that phrase is a unity, and it's expressed on a different level when you change the letters to the, by going one letter to the left, it becomes Kozu, B'Maksashav, B'Maksaz, Kozu. And that's the phrase that is put on the outside of the mezuzah that protects you from this negative entity who is waiting outside your door at every opening to do us harm. And this verse is describing that this is really the unity of this verse where the waters are gathered. That whole verse, as you read it, breaks down, not breaks down, but is coded to relate to this unity that was discussed in the earlier verses of Hashem, our God, Hashem.
Completely new learning experience because English
doesn't have this level, doesn't have this idea.
Coming forward from the earliest evolutionary point that I can see it and its development from Sanskrit, still does not have even the potential for the encoding and the levels of understanding. We read it literally left to right, beginning to end, and that's
yes.
On the surface, all on the surface.
And in Hebrew, each letter conceals other letters that are the spelled out level. Each letter conceals other letters that are these letter substitution techniques, and there are 10 ways to substitute letters. So it's, and each verse in the Torah is on those 10 levels, meaning 10 dimensions of consciousness. And the sages just touch on this because, you know, what human mind can grasp this level? It could be programmed to do it, but it hasn't yet even been programmed, because those people who are programming it are looking at the numerical values. They're not looking at the letter substitutions and what words and what is the meaning and how to understand it. But the Kabbalists do touch on it. The techniques are there, and eventually done. All of these.
Actually, that's the end of
the chapter. Do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Good night.
You have a good night, okay?
Okay, you too.
We'll see you at 9 your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.